You're listening to Artitude, a podcast with artists created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork, and best known for his essay about the cause and effect of shamanism, art and digital culture. Working in the field of performance, photography, painting, sound, installations, and film, he will dive and discover with us and a weekly creative guest into the unknown and exciting deep ocean of the creative mind.
This is Detlef Schlich, and today we dive into the deep ocean, the unexpected ocean, the sometimes exciting ocean, sometimes as well sad ocean, of our creative mind and of my creative mind. I would say, first of all, hello and still welcome to Artitude. Today's episode comes from a place of reflection and personal challenges. So recently life has thrown some difficult curveballs, and one of my closest friends and collaborators is currently battling a very aggressive illness. So this reality has led me to question many things, including the purpose of continuation of this podcast. I was thinking, well, should I do it this week or not? Or I was not really feeling, but I mean, however, I've decided to use this platform to explore and discuss the role of art and creativity during times of personal crisis. I think my collaboration partner would agree with that. If she could tell me what to do and what not, she wouldn't want that I stop doing that. So art has always been a refuge for many, a medium through which we can express our deepest sorrows, hopes, and fears. So today we won't have a guest, but instead I invite you to join me on a personal journey to understand how art can help us cope, heal, and possibly find meaning in the midst of pain. Art can be incredibly therapeutic. It allows us to externalize our feelings that may be too complex or painful to express in words. Whether it's painting, writing, music, or performance, art gives shape to our emotional worlds. So I want to delve into how creating or even just appreciating art can provide comfort and a temporary escape from the harsh realities we sometimes face. Let's begin our exploration into how art can be a sanctuary during times of distress. So, art isn't just something to be observed from afar. It's an active, immersive process that engages our emotions and can bring comfort and understanding. I mean, art therapy has long been recognized by psychologists and counselors as an effective tool for processing emotions. So it doesn't really require professional skills or understanding. It's about the process rather than the product. When we create, we engage parts of our brain involved in both emotion and creativity, allowing us to express what words cannot. So let's delve into different forms of art and how they serve as therapeutic tools. The visual arts, it's about the drawing, the painting, and sculpting, allow us to visualize emotions, giving colors and shape to what we feel inside. So the act of focusing on colors and shapes can be meditative and soothing. In the writing, it's whether it's poetry, journaling, or storytelling, writing helps us articulate internal conflicts, joys, and sorrows. It can be a personal private dialogue where you confront feelings directly. Even then, if you write your lyrics and put it into songs, it works as well. So, and here, there we are at music and dance. So listening to music or engaging in dance can regulate our emotions, elevate our mood, and even decrease stress levels. For those who play instruments or sing, music provides a voice to their innermost feelings already. In performance art, is it that this can be an enactment of our struggles or triumphs, making our experience visible and tangible to others, fostering connection and empathy. I would like more in the next segment speaking about my personal stories of art and healing, and I would like to share some personal anecdote about how art has supported me during tough times. It was actually, I want to go back with you to a moment in my life, a snapshot from December 21st, 1993, that vividly captured the complex dance between art, satire, and personal challenge. It was a chilly winter in Cologne, and the River Rhine had swollen to over 10 meters, flooding the old town and creating scenes, both chaotic and communal, as helpers rushed to manage the crisis and onlookers gathered in curious hordes. I mean, all these disaster tourists were already standing around there and were looking. And I was, as I sat with a friend, listening to the radio and discussing the day's events over dinner, a cynical idea sparked between us, fueled by the observation of disaster tourists who seemed more excited by the spectacle than concerned with the impact. What if, I thought, we captured this absurd voyeurism by selling crisis water in bottles to these tourists? Not just to these tourists. The idea was outrageous, but it was driven by a satirical edge that often slices through the veneer of societal norms. So with a spark of rococo creativity, I sketched the iconic Cologne Cathedral on a self-adhesive covers, which I copied in a copy shop next day. Or actually, I sketched the iconic Cologne Cathedral and went the next day to a copy shop, and I got them then on self-adhesive covers. So each adorned with two buckets of water and a speech bubble, boldly proclaiming I was there. I dubbed it then eventually Cologne Crisis Water, for native people just half dry. The next day, armed with empty wine bottles I had collected and filled with water from the overflowing river, I ventured into the flooded streets with my friend. She was helping me. The water was literally seeping into the fabric of the city and mirroring the struggles of its residents, including my own. At that time, my personal life was a reflection, actually, of the city under siege by nature. I was waiting to move in a tiny apartment in January. I just had separated from my son's mother, and we had lost our flat, with my 1.5-year-old son unable to be with me for Christmas, and myself newly resettled on my mother's couch. Life felt as tumultuous as the river itself. So engaging in this unusual performance art, I labeled each bottle with the water level, marking the rising crisis outside. It was already over 10 meters, and it went, I think, about 11 or 12 meters. So I marked the rising crisis outside and perhaps within as well. I sold these bottles under the Hohenzollern Brücke, the Hohenzollern Bridge. I mean, first under, and then I was going up to the bridge, careful to stay out of the way of the real heroes working diligently nearby. Ironically, I found a twisted sense of being a helping hand by removing a few liters of floodwater from the streets, one cheeky bottle at a time. It was art, it was satire, and it was, in a strange way, my method of coping. The media took a fleeting interest. RTL scoffed at the price of my art, and VDR is a German name. WDR called late at night, but I, tired and constrained by the setting of my mother's living room, chose silence over promotion. I was not really able to promote myself well. I mean, it was an interview about maybe in a minute. I was actually thinking about selling this water as crisis water in shops, but then I thought, oh no, come on, it just should be a performance, nothing else. So, I mean, even if I was on the later stage next day in the newspapers and they said a German businessman sold flat water, I didn't. it was for me, and I say it here now, just a performance, not less, not more. So this moment in my life, while shadowed by cynicism, was fundamentally about finding a way to stay positive, to laugh at the absurdity of life and to critique it all the while. It was about making art that spoke, however satirically, to the human condition, a condition I was deeply entrenched in, navigating the floods, both outside and within. So that was my short episode about how I was coping at this time with one situation. So here I'd like to offer some practical advice for you as well on how to engage with art to help manage grief, stress, or sadness. So this could be probably as simple as starting a daily journal, creating maybe a playlist of music that resonates with your mood, or attending local art therapy sessions. I think Inventory is a cafe that's running by Nuala for people with mental health and depressions. They are more than welcome to seek for help there, for instance. Key is to find something that feels right for you, something that offers a momentary reprieve and perhaps a new perspective on coping. So that was for me, I think, this podcast now going into that moment in time where I had some special moment helped me somehow too, a little bit about the worries I have and the sadness. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to thank you for joining me in this very personal exploration. If you're also going through a challenging time, remember that it's okay to seek solace in art, to find joy in creation, and to lean on the community for support. I mean, art doesn't provide all the answers, but it can make the questions more bearable. You can as well, like I said. So I am reachable on Instagram at Dachlish, at Artitude, or at Isle of West Cork Artists, or join the Isle of West Cork Artists group on Facebook, and we have a discourse there. I would say, until next time, take care of yourself and keep making art a part of your life. Like my friend who is currently struggling would say as well. So remember, life may be tough at times, but so are we. And so is the beauty we create through our art and creativity. I would say on that note, have an encouraging week, a creative week, and I hope we can hear us next Sunday again at 10 a.m. maybe. Take care. Bye-bye. You're Dachlish.
You have listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again. That was too close.